chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you guys. It's what a week, what a week, what a week. But I am so extremely glad to be with you today. This is Wednesday, April 21st. What? I cannot believe it's the end of the month already. I don't even think I got to say April too many times. I don't even know how many times I got to say the month April itself. It's like pure here and gone. Anyway, but here we are. It is April 21st, you guys. I'm so excited to be here with you. I'm going to go ahead and just tell you who all is going to be with us today because I love our guest today so much. We got Dr. Deborah. She's going to be talking about her brand new book. We got Dr. Cray, my girl from the ATL. She's going to be joining us today, and we got all kind of medical stuff she's going to be telling us. And she has an event that's going forth. We're going to talk about that. And also, Minister Nicole Atkinson, within his presence, we have her segment. And so I'm just excited about today. Listen, it is, the weather is tripping. It's snowing here, it's raining there, and it's sunshine somewhere else. But it's cold in places that it should be warm, especially in April. But whatever's going on in your nation, continent, country, state, or city, God is still in control and has the final say. And that's just my take on it. And I say that every week, no matter what's going on about you, around you, through you, God is still in control and has the final say. And that is that. You got to trust him. So I want you to just know that. Okay, now, everybody in BBS Radio World, I'm actually sharing the platform today with Instagram. Hey, Instagram. And I just want you to know that if you are listening and this is your first time, you can download the app BBS Radio, go onto your Apple Store and go ahead and download that. Take us everywhere you go. We are streaming live on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio and so many others, Spotify, the podcast app, everything. We're everywhere. Also, let's see, you can say, Alexa, hey, Alexa, play BBS radio station number one. And it'll play BBS radio station number one. And you can tune in to me and all the other great talk shows and all the other stations that they have, shows that they have on BBS radio. Also, you can go on, hey, Google, I have to say it low because can you hear me? Because I got to say it low because my Google is going to say something. Hey, Google. Is she turning? Hey, Google, play Gina's radio chat, and it will play Gina's radio chat, and you will get to be able to listen to the show from there. You can take us in the car. You can listen to us anywhere. Just join the fun. Why not? All right, so for those of you that's in Instagram world, you see these pins. I'm moving. I'm literally moving, and I was just talking to my producer. They're moving, but we're moving, and we're moving a month before them. And so anyway, moving is happening. Transitioning is going down. So that's why you see all these pins, because I have, like, what was at the beginning, I had, like, a month, and now I have 7 days. So anyway, I'm sitting on the floor. I got bins around me. Anyway, this is how it is. Anything for the Lord, I don't care. I'm very excited about what he's getting ready to do, which brings me to ministerial moment. And we're going to take a commercial break from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with ministerial moment.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
Sunday. We was wearing. Okay, we're back now. All right, get in the weight of every loss. Let me say that now. The book is on sale now on Amazon and Kindle. I just marked it down because I wanted everybody to have access to it and get it. So it's, instead of $20, it is $16.99. It did well at $20, but God told me to go ahead and mark it down because I felt like it just needed to get out further. And people are really needing more resources and things like that. The book is good. Let me just tell you something. I wrote this book during a 40-day fast. Okay? And so let me tell you, it is so much, it's so fresh. That's all I got to say. It's transparent. 18 years of ministry. My falls are exposed. There are things that was revealed, that the Lord revealed to me, some of the sneak attacks that I experienced from the enemy in the body of Christ. I'm being very candid. I'm talking about CBD, TCH, weed. I'm talking about wine drinking. I'm talking about all of that. That's been going on and disputes about it here and there, different thoughts about it, especially within the church. I'm talking about that, from my own personal experiences. I'm talking about 2020 pandemic. I'm talking about the separation in the body, Christ, all kind of stuff. It is so fresh that when I read it back in the editing, it was like, dang, this is like, wow. I mean, I didn't even know it was in me, you know, but it wasn't me. It was God. So anyway, go get In the Weight of Every Loss, In the Weight of Every Loss, In the Weight in Every Loss. Talking about the scripture 12 and 1 when it says put down every weight that so easily beset us, meaning that put it down, anything that's holding you back from receiving, and finish your race, whatever's holding you back. Anyway, that's not ministerial moment. What is ministerial moment today is that I just got this revelation today and I want to share it with you. Whatever is going on around you, as far as a lot of people have been concerned about who's the right person to connect to in leadership and who's not, and you know, so many people have been church hurt and things like that. So this is what God said. God said that in this situation with that, He'll send you to people that literally have the anointing or the gifts that He wants you to receive. You know, some of them are mantles. Some of them is impartation. But you have to, again, separate the meat from the bone. And so you stay, what He showed me, I said, well, Lord, how do they know to do that? You stay focused on God. You stay focused on Him. Get what you need to get. Serve how you need to serve. So it's like you're serving, you're giving, and you're getting. You're getting, you're serving, and you're receiving. So keep that in mind, that you're sowing and you're reaping, and everything else outside of that is irrelevant. So it doesn't matter if, you know, they got a nasty attitude, or, you know, as long as you're not being abused, you know, God would never set you up in a situation where you're being emotionally torn down. And he won't give you too much you can't handle. That's Bible. So what you do is you go to the church, the ministry. It's not about the man. It's not about the cliques. It's not about who like you and who don't. It's about the assignment. What has God got you there for? Serve unto Him and he would then generate impartation from you. It doesn't even necessarily have to mean that you'll be right underneath the leadership, or even that the leadership will even know your name. How about that? Can you live with that? He may not, the man of God or the woman of God may not even know who you are, but God's got you sitting there catching the rain, catching the rain, getting the impartation. And then when your assignment is up, God will give you a smooth exit, but you will not then carry any false burdens, any wounds from disappointment or discouragement, or, you know, not feeling rejected, feeling abandoned and all that stuff. Just keep your focus on God and go where he tells you to go, always knowing that he is in control, and that he's got your best interest, and whatever your best interest is also the best interest for the kingdom, which he will deal with every situation. I think about some of the people that I thought that I would be connected to, like really, really sitting at their table, eating and chit-chatting and hee-heeing and kee-keeing, and he prevented a lot of that because of the reason why some situations of character purposes. You know, what I didn't see if I had saw it, may have discouraged me. Maybe I would have picked up that kind of behavior instead of the behavior that God wanted me to have. So I just want to encourage you guys that whatever God, hello everybody on Instagram. I can't wave at you, but I'm gonna wave at you like this. Mwah. And so sometimes we just have to just all the time just keep our focus on God and do everything unto him and have such a beautiful attitude and position about it that it's about him. And so if you keep him first, then everything, all of his love and all of his glory and all of his beauty will exude through you. So then even if somebody is acting towards you in leadership or whatever, they're only doing that to God. It has nothing to even do with you, actually. It is only where they are with him. You know, maybe they're in a dry place, pray for them. Maybe they're in a place of, you know, stagnation, you know, pray for them. You know, maybe they have mistrust issues. You know, leadership go through a lot too. I know. You know, they go through a lot too. And if they're undelivered in areas and stuff is still there and they don't know, and it's a season that God is revealing where their heart is. I mean, they, you know, abandonment, backstabbing, all kind of stuff. I can relate to both ends. So I try to keep it where, you know, my focus is on God. I keep saying that, and Holy Spirit keep having me say, focus on God, focus on God, focus on God, because that is where your source is. That's where your wisdom is going to come from. That's where your understanding is going to come from. And you'll be able to see in the spiritual realm, and you will react spiritually. That's where God wants us to mature to, when we're reacting spiritually. And that's why he wants us to keep focus on him. Because if we take him out of it, then we'll get our feelings hurt. And then we may react like the way we was when we was in the street days. You know, we don't want that up in the church. Okay. So, you know, we just want God to really have his way. And so this is Ministerial Moment. And I just bless all the leaders, all of the disciples coming up, all of the students and the sons and daughters in the body of Christ. We are family, and I just keep God first. Seek him first, and all things will be added on to you. All right, this has been Ministerial Moment, and Producer Doug, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break before we get to Dr. Deborah. I'm super excited to hear all about her book. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hey, hey, this is MC Light with the Love Jones crew, and right now you're checking out Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, MC Light. All right. Dr. Deborah, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, sister.
Thank you so much.
Well, it is so much to tell. Your resume is nice and long. It is so much to tell. You have achieved so many things, and I'm so excited to have you on. You are a John Maxwell life coach. Is that correct?
Well, leadership coach, we call ourselves.
Leadership coach, tell us about that. Let's start with your journey. First of all, I don't want to mess up the last name. So can you please introduce, I know Dr. Deborah, but can you just introduce yourself to the audience, please?
Well, first of all, you can just call me Deborah. And the last name is Peguet. It's French. My husband's great-grandfather is from France. So it's Peguet, P-E-G-U-E-S. That's it.
Peguet. Oh, wow. That is awesome. French.
Yes. Yeah.
Like that. That's royalty sounding. Ooh, I like that, Dr. Deborah. Okay, tell us about being a leadership coach. Tell us all about that, because we hear about so many different coaches. You know, what is the difference between what you do and others? But tell us about your position as a coach, as a leadership coach first.
You know, that's amazing. We would lead with that. I pretty much just focus on getting women of color and disadvantaged women to understand that they have certain traits that God has given them so that they are positioned to be leaders. And so what we're doing is just coaching them, really just letting them understand what's within them, getting rid of some of the things that have kept us from going forward. And so that's what it's all about. I don't really push that, but as part of my, let me just say this, I try to do 360 coaching, in that I don't just talk about career-specific coaching, because every other leg of your life has to have attention paid to it: finances, emotions, physical. And so we just look at it and make sure that career pursuit is not sabotaging the other aspects of your life.
So there's an aspect of wholeness, actually.
Yep.
What you try, and yeah. I love that, because one can't do without the other. Some, you know, I know it could be a one step at a time type of thing, one section at a time, but ultimately the goal is wholeness in every area, functioning to benefit off of each other. Is that correct?
Yeah, and you know what? And sometimes we get so focused on making money, because we hear other people are making money and your relationships suffer. I've been married 42 years. We just celebrated last week. And so I always say life is like a stool that has a base and four legs. So those four legs are the relational, the physical, the emotional, and the financial. And my stool is my spiritual foundation. It has to inform what I do in all those areas. And I can't be limping in one because it's too long and the other one is too short. So that is so critical. Yeah, yeah.
42 years. Well, congratulations, sister. You don't hear that every day. Praise God. I mean,
well,
praise God that you were married for 42 years, and no, we should be hearing more of that, but I wish we did hear more of that. I wish we would talk more about marriages, period. I mean, like, I wish that was, like, a cool thing in the body of Christ. You know what I'm saying? Like, loving on your spouse and stuff like that. So let's get back to you, because you set the example right there. 42 years, come on now, you're doing a whole lot right. So with that being said.
And I'm happy. and I'm happy.
And that's a icing on the cake right there, and the candles with the light, with the fire. I love it. So tell us about, so you became a leadership coach. How did you get recognized as that? And when was the first door opened for you to do that? And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I got recognized for it because just to be associated with John Maxwell is a door opener in itself. And I kind of followed that admonition in Proverbs 23:23 that talks about buy wisdom, buy knowledge. It's a program I invested in, but I can tell you sometimes you need to do that. That's why I like to talk about finances. Actually, that's my main topic to talk about in most environments is the finances, because you need to have money so that you can invest in your personal development. So that's a door opener. The minute you say that you are associated with John, people know that you've been trained a certain way, especially in churches. And for the most part, I'm limiting my endeavors to just churches, because we don't have a lot of information how Christian women advocate and progress. Somehow we just think God's going to do it all, and we just sit there and wait. And we got to be assertive and proactive. And I talk about that a lot without being worldly. And there is a difference.
It is a difference because, I mean, again, wholeness, and it's all about, you know, being able to generate income, you know, be able to invest income, and just be a good steward over the finances. So, you know, a lot of times we get so churchy, you know, religious, when I say that, that we miss all of it. You know what I'm saying? We miss, you know, how to pay what you owe, how to invest, and so. Come on, that rhymed. I like that.
And you listen, we need resources. The Bible says money answers all things. But back to talking about leadership. So then you need to be in a position to do that. And once you establish yourself as a person of excellence, then there's a certain amount of income that comes with that. And then, of course, it really does help to, when you write a book, it gives you a lot of credibility. That's why I think they call you an author. People assume you are an authority, and you do become an authority. I know most of the things I became an authority on, I became so writing the books. I've written 18 books with over 2 million sold, and there's a God in heaven.
You wrote 18 books, Dr. Deborah.
Yeah. And they're all evergreen. They're all still on the market.
Praise God for that. When did you start writing 18 books? And how often do you write them? Every year? Every 6 months? Every 3 months?
Well, traditionally published. Well, here's the dilemma. I'm traditionally published, which is just not as, let's just say, common as just writing a book. But let me tell you something. I write what God tells me to write, and I tell you, Dr. Gina, my best-selling book is called 30 Days to Taming Your Tongue. Get out of here.
Tell the listeners about that. How did that come about, your bestseller?
Well, and here it is. I messed up, okay? I messed up with my tongue, and I told something I wasn't supposed to. So I put myself on a tongue fast, a 30-day abstinence from anything negative. But you talk about taking a mess and turning it into a ministry. I didn't realize it was going to resonate with so many people. So I sold 1 million copies of that one book. But it's a 30-day fast from negativity. You can't complain. You can't lie. You can't tell half the truth. Yes, Christians. You can't. For 30 days, it sensitizes you to how negative you tend to be with your tongue. And so it just resonated. It's in 6 languages. From all over the world, people write me about that book. And it's a small book. And I just tell everybody, you don't know what you can do until you sit down. I just sat at his computer and said, God, tame this tongue. Give me something that can help other people. And he did. I wrote it in just a very short period of time. But on average, I write a book about about 2 in a year. But for the most part, I'll get about 1 in a year. And I'm planning to do 20, and I'm going to stop because I am 71 years old coming June.
No, you're not, Dr. Deborah. Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. No. Yep. Wait a minute. Okay, now you just done blew my mind. My head is just blown off right now. What?
And I'm high energy. I run the hills. You know, I run the hills around here, and I still have a wonderful time with my husband. Wink, wink.
I know it's, girl. God bless me with a husband. You better not call me for 2 weeks. Nobody. Don't you dare call me. Don't bother me. Don't look for me. Don't you dare.
But that's the thing. thing I like to tell women how to do. How do you balance this whole thing with relationships? And I have to tell you, there are things I haven't pursued. I didn't pursue law school on purpose when I really wanted to, because I didn't think the marriage could stand it, because I have to give my husband that attention. And so you can't do everything at the same time. And you can have it all. I say, I want it all. I want all God has for me to do. And so that's why I'm telling people in this book, lead like a woman. Bring your womanly traits to the table. You don't have to act like a man. You know, you can really be a woman who has all of these good traits that God has put in us, you know, being nurturing and all of those things. We can
okay,
do that.
Okay, wait, because I know you're life. Going into your new book. Hold up.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Okay, we're going to get to that, because I want people to specifically hear that, because this is your new book, and we want people to know what it's about specifically and how to get it and everything else. I got to go back to the tongue, though, because that's your bestseller. Okay, so is that published, like, when you say traditionally, because I know a lot of people are doing Amazon and Kindle, are you saying that you're published with a publishing company? Is that what you mean for people that need to know that?
I'm with a publishing company, and it is hard as I don't know what to get with a publishing company. But that, again, that was done through the favor of God. And I've written about 17 of the books with that one company.
Wow.
And it's been a wonderful relationship, though. And the books, because they have great distribution in the airports, Walmarts, and so most of my books are in the airports. And those little turnstiles you see that says Choice Books, that's where they are. And I've written.
My two books are published with Charisma. So that's, you know, published, you know, huh?
Cool, way cool.
So publishing, it is a traditional way. That is so great, Dr. Barbara. Okay, so now, 18 books, well, this is 17 books later to the 18th book. Now we at 18 books. Tell us about this new book. What's the name of it? Tell us what it's about and how did you come about it?
Well, it's called Lead Like a Woman. And when I read a stat that said that it's going to take 200 years for women to achieve equality in the workplace, I'm like, no, that's too long. We don't have 200 years to wait. So I just wanted to put a tool out there to encourage women. Hey, I'm not spending any time talking about should a woman lead, should a woman be over this. Just get out there and do what God has called you to do. And so I wanted women to embrace the female tendencies that God has given us. And so in the book, I talk about 12 inherent traits, good traits that God has given us, that if we manage them, they actually position us to excel in leadership. Then, of course, I talk about 12 things we should stop doing, too. It's a very balanced approach. And it doesn't
You got to have balance, the do's and the don'ts. You got to have the balance, sister.
Right.
God, 71 years old, living life, being obedient to God, reaping the fruits, living in peace, living in joy. Oh, my God. It just restores your youth and everything, because you look absolutely amazing. Please tell everybody how they can buy this brand new firecracker.
Well, it's everywhere, wherever books are sold. And I'm running a special for just my major media people. If you just go to confrontingissues.com/special offer, you can get this $19.99 book right now for only the next 24 hours for $10, including shipping. How about that?
That is
for your audience. You can't find it on the website. You can't find it.
Difference.
You just got to
go. Y'all better go ahead and get that. Dr. Deborah, Lead Like a Woman. Tell everybody what your social media information is, how they can connect with you.
Well, you can go to, if you go to my website, it'll direct you to the others. Confrontingissues.com. You're going to learn about confidence and competence and all of those things. It's really worth it to read it. Endorsed by Hollywood celebrities, super conservatives, just a cross-section of people who said, you want this to be your leadership Bible.
Oh, my goodness. Dr. Deborah, you are the bomb.com, sister. May the good Lord continue to use you. I love you. You're always welcome to come back on Dr. Gina's radio chat. You guys go and flood her website. Go and follow her on all social media outlets. Go and purchase the books. All 18. You got so many. Go and buy all of them.
Dr. Gina, I love the work you're doing, and you're going to be coming to my neck of the woods, and I'm so excited.
Oh, my goodness. We got to connect. You know that for sure. You're my type of girl. I love it. So much respect for you, sister. So much respect. God bless you. I love you. You are a family to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and I can't wait to meet you in person. And just enjoy the rest of your day. Y'all go follow my sister. I love her.
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you. All right, you guys. That was Dr. Deborah. Oh, my God. Y'all got to go follow her. She is like, she says 70. I can't even. I mean, my mind is blown. She looks amazing. All right, you guys. That was so good. We're getting ready to take a commercial break, and then we're going to go right into In His Presence with Minister Nicole Atkinson. I'm so excited. That's my sister. I love her segment. We're going to go right into that after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Everybody's looking at you.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hello, and welcome to this month's devotional In His Presence. I am so happy to be with you as always, and I'm super excited about what God is going to reveal to us during this segment. If I had to title, which you know I always do, this segment, it would be Let It Go. The Lord has been dealing with me about that, Let It Go. And one day, last week, he brought me to this scripture in Luke 9:3. And I'll be reading from the translation of the Passion Bible. And it says here, take nothing extra on your journey. Just go as you are. Don't carry a staff, a backpack, food, money, not even a change of clothes. Wow. Now listen, the backdrop on that is Jesus was talking to his disciples. He was preparing them for their journey with him. And he wanted them to understand that they needed nothing, not to take any extras on this journey. He says, we're going to go as we are. Don't carry a staff, a backpack, food, money, change of clothes, things that we think we need. You're not going to need these things. He says, well, how does that translate for us today? Well, today, for those of you who say they're walking with Christ, we're carrying too much stuff, things that we don't need. And Jesus' instructions are just as such. Take nothing and go as you are. Very clear instructions. Then why do we keep trying to pack our problems on our journey? He said, take nothing extra on your journey. Why? Because when you walk with Christ, you don't need anything but to trust him. You see, we walk by faith. He was teaching the disciples this principle from the onset. You want to know, can we put away our stuff and just follow him? You don't need what you're carrying for this journey. It's weighing you down. That's what Jesus was talking to me about. He says, the stuff you're carrying, daughter, it's weighing you down. You're carrying stuff that you were not meant to carry. He said, if you're following me on this journey, you need to go you need to come along this journey with me. Light, keep it loose, don't have a bunch of extra stuff, because you just really won't need it. And some of those things we're carrying is worry, anxiety, family, friends, our work, our responsibilities, and it becomes almost a backpack or a suitcase or a haul. You know, you're hauling stuff and you're not able to really be effective in your ministry. And we are all called to ministry. We're not able to be effective witnesses to people because we're so weighed down. And so if I can tell you, God wants us to be free, free to move and to minister from a place where we're not weighed down, where we're not bogged down by all of our issues and things that we're dealing with. We gotta really get to a place where we're trusting God and we're simply letting go. We're simply letting go. And so I'll challenge you this month as we head into Easter and the resurrection. Let some things go. Arise with newness in your spirit and allow yourself to be free from whatever is weighing you down. Take the time. Go back and read Luke 9. And as he's preparing his disciples, and he's given them simple instructions about what it's going to take to follow him and to become disciples. So if I can just pray over you, I would love you to say this prayer. Father, help me to see that I'm carrying things that don't belong on my journey. Teach me how to leave it at the altar and to never pick it up again. Help me to see the journey the way you have laid it out. I remove my own preconception of what it should be like. I surrender to your plans and take no extra stuff with me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Believe that prayer. Receive that prayer that you need to take no extra stuff with you, that this journey should be light and airy and refreshing, and allow God to use you in such a way where Christ can be demonstrated in the earth. So listen, I just love this this devotional time with you, and I can't wait to share with you in April. But right now, March, I want you to let it go, all right? Listen, you know, I'm cheering for you. If you want to reach out and want to connect with me, you can connect with me at Nick_Purpose. And that is on LinkedIn. And you can connect with me on Facebook at Nicole Atkinson. And then also you can email me if you want to, you know, just privately. That's NicoleAtkinson.com. That's my website and access to emailing me directly. So listen, I truly enjoy this time with you. Until next time. Know that I'm cheering for you.
Minister Nicole Atkinson, thank you so much for your segment. Love you so much, sister. All right, we're waiting on Dr. Cray right now, so I wanted to just tell you, here is, I'm showing people on Instagram, you guys. In the weight of every loss, I'm showing them on Instagram. So if you go on Instagram, you can see it, you guys. Health and Soul DVD Fitness in the Keys. I mean, the keys against every, Lord God, the keys against the enemy, this here, and Born Into Sin, Transforming the Destiny, my very first book. It's in the Library of Congress. You guys should go and get this because it'll never be another one of these. This is definitely from a mess to a miracle story. The Keys Against the Enemy is a daily devotional. And Health and Soul Fitness DVD, Mind, Body, and Soul. And In the Weight of Every Loss. You got to get this. This is such a good revelation and refreshing and so much truth and so much good stuff from the Lord again after a 40-day fast. Dr. Cray on time. That's my sister right there. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hey, how you doing? It's Dr. Cray. How you doing, Dr. Gina? How you doing today?
Dr. Cray, I'm so glad to have you here, girl. You know I always love having you here. So tell us what's going on. I mean, what do you want to talk about? I know you got a function that's coming up. First, tell us about that.
So we're having an event called Frazzled to Free, and it is for working wives who are
just overwhelmed and over it. I feel oftentimes
they're so killing it by
day. Dr. Gina, you know, we're excelling in the boardroom, we're excelling in our careers, but we go home and suffer in silence. We're depressed. We're anxious. We have high blood pressure. And then we're professionals, so we don't believe anybody's supposed to know that we're suffering. So this movement, this Frazzled to Free, is to break down areas that may be concerning us, like finances, you know, intimacy, things that may have you down that you're afraid to talk to other people about. You can learn how to get free with Frazzled to Free.
Wow. Oh, my God. This is going to be so good. So tell us how they can connect with it, and what is it? How do they? Is it a ticket, or what? How do you do it?
Okay, good. I'm happy that you asked. So it is a virtual summit. So every day, an interview will drop into their email box, so they don't have to go anywhere. You know, we're still thinking of COVID. It drops to your box. It's a 20 or 30-minute interview, and then that speaker gives them a free gift. So if we're talking about finances, they may be giving you some tips on budgeting. You click the link, and now you have even more resources to build your armamentarium. You know, so we can, you know, the people perish for the lack of knowledge, so we're trying to get them that knowledge.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. So is there a website or something like that, Dr. Cree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can go to www.frazzledtofree.com, and it'll let you register. And if you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so busy, Dr. Cree, I don't have time, you can get all of the videos. It's $27, or you can just do it with us for free. You drop it, the links are live for 24 hours, and then the next day you'll get the next one. And so it's from April 25th to May 8th. You'll be getting a video every single day.
That's coming right up, you guys. Go ahead and connect with her. Please forget, you know I love you so much. I think, because I love you so much, and I love this restaurant, this guy here, his name is McCray, and I think I just kind of just so used to saying,
okay.
Cray. Please forgive me. I'm Dr. Cree. You know I got nothing but love for you. You're my sister.
Okay.
I can't wait to get with you in ATL one day. If you in California, come and see me, girl. Call me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
But what I got to ask you, I know you're busy because you are a medical doctor, so we ain't going to play with you. But what I wanted to ask you real quick about this vaccine, girl, please, let's talk about that for a second.
Let's talk about that. Okay, guys, I told you about my night burn. So by day, I'm a board-certified family medicine physician, and I specialize in helping everyone learn to live healthy, happy, whole lives, which means prevention. You know, Dr. Gina, we need to be preventing. However, there is some concern out there with these Johnson & Johnson vaccines. So I wanted to kind of give some perspective on that. So far, they've had six women under the age of 50 to have blood clots of some sort. Some were in the brain, some were in the legs. And that is out of 7 million people who have gotten the vaccine. So for perspective's sake, that's 0.000008. But if you get COVID, the chances of you getting a blood clot is 16%. So, yes, we're very concerned, and the CD, you know, the FDA has called for a pause. So what does that mean? The pause means that they are getting all the information so that they're letting us know, so, hey, if someone has a blood clot, you need to think of this treatment versus that treatment, because we found that it may be from an autoimmune reaction, whereas your body attacks itself once it sees it. But that's in a small percentage of people who had a deficiency already, but the vaccine has caused it to kind of wake up, if you know what I mean. So if you don't have that deficiency in your body, then you wouldn't be one of those people that would be at risk for getting the vaccine-induced blood clot. But I want people to know that there are two other vaccines out there, the Moderna and the Pfizer, that we've not had this problem with at all. So just because we're pausing on Johnson & Johnson, they're doing the research, they're letting us know what we should do from now, doesn't mean that you say no to the others, because they work in two totally different ways.
And, you know, now it's a rumor, I don't know if it's true or not, but you're saying that it's not, that the others have caused some kind of complications as well, like something like that, blood clots and stuff. That's, so you're saying that's not true.
No, not to the extent that this is causing a pause, you know.
Okay.
So that's 7 million that Johnson & Johnson, you take anything, just think birth control. Women that take birth control, you're at risk for getting a blood clot. Your risk is 0.12 to 0.16%. If you're a smoker, that you're at risk for getting a blood clot. So I've been trying to tell everybody, let's put it in perspective. You're talking about all those that point and all those zeros, 8 of a chance versus if we get COVID, we got 16%. That's a high percentage compared to all those other things. So I think that even if there is a chance, think of all the other things that we're taking and that we're doing. We're not going to stop that birth control tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? You're going to keep doing that because that's important. So when we look at that, you're more likely to get a blood clot from your birth control or even from having COVID than the number is so far with this Johnson & Johnson. Go get the Pfizer. Go get the Moderna. We need that to be able to kind of get back to some semblance of normal. But we have to, you know, we have to do it.
So, but I got to ask you this, you know, we keep it real on here. I want to just ask you, because people are hearing that they're getting side effects. Can you at least, you know, tell us about what the common side effects are? Like, I know the lady that lives in my neighborhood, she had a bunch of hives on her. And then other people say they had flu-like symptoms and things like that. So can you tell us exactly what they can expect possibly from taking the vaccine as far as symptoms?
Yeah, so if you get your vaccine on today, you may feel like, you know, you may feel like you got your superpowers today, but by tomorrow, there's a very good chance that you can have low-grade fevers, you can have some body aches, your arm would definitely be sore, and you can have some swelling at the injection site. All of that is completely normal, and you can have itching, and you can even have hives. That is, all of those are common reactions with this. But let's talk about why we get those reactions. That means our body has noted that there's something foreign that's been there. So your body is doing what it should be. It's getting on attack and saying, okay, what is this? You shouldn't be here. So we want that because that means your body is mounting a good immune response. Now, if you don't have any side effects, does that mean your body didn't have a good response? No. But some people have more of a response than others, and especially those people who've had COVID. In the past, I've seen that they've had a lot more side effects than maybe those of us who have not had COVID, because your body has seen COVID before, and we're putting in a little message that says, this is COVID's genetic sequence. When you recognize this body, I want you to fight. I want you to fight with all your might. So your body is doing what it should do and say, this isn't supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening with the vaccine.
Well, they start feeling like their lip notes. Listen to me, like I'm trying to sound like I know about medical stuff. Their lip notes rising up and swelling up because it's fighting off the bacteria and all whatever that is? Will they start feeling, just in case somebody start feeling like, you know, little lumps and stuff? Is that what that is? I don't know.
Yes, it is. You can have lymph node reaction. And you may want to, FYI, Dr. Gina, wait a couple of months after you have had your vaccine before you get your mammogram, because we have seen that people have come out with, they have the lymph nodes, and then it's like, well, why do you have those lymph nodes on your mammogram? So just be mindful that your body is fighting. So, yes, so we found that that you can even note it there later on. So just making sure if you're going to get your mammogram to say, hey, just FYI, I have had my vaccine, in case you do see some swelling of the lymph nodes. But guys, that's what your body's supposed to be doing. Our body is saying, if you get this illness, we will be ready.
Because our bodies do that. Lip notes go, if you got a sore throat, you can, I mean, because I'm very in tune with my body. I'm like, what is that? You know what I mean? I'm like, I notice everything. So even when you got a sore throat, you know, or some kind of congestion or whatever, you can feel it, them rising up around your neck, around your ears, your throat. Yep. You can feel them. And that's a good sign, because it's fighting off the bacteria. And so I'm just saying, like, that's why that came to me, because when you said fighting off, that's the first thing I think about. And people that may not notice that, they'll be like, what is this lump? And that's a good note to take about the mammogram. I just had mine. Mine was good.
Yes, praise get it, girl. Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise the Lord. Good job.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. So anyway, oh my God, Dr. Cree, you are just so amazing. I love you so much. And I mean
thank
that.
You, honey.
Can
love
you
too.
Please tell everybody where they can follow you?
Yes, you can follow me on any social media, Dr. Cree, D-O-C-T-O-R-K-R-E. And hey, we're just there to get you that information. Thank you, Dr. Gina, for having me. I love being on your show. Whenever you need me, just give me a buzz.
I will. And are you taking new clients, girl? That's what people might want to know that in ATL.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. I am taking new clients. So if you need us, you can hit me up on my social media. Send me a DM. We can get you all set up. Holler at me.
Go ahead. And I'm telling you, if you're in Augusta, Georgia, anywhere in the surrounding areas, it is worth the drive. I mean, who wouldn't want this type of doctor? I mean, look, she's so informative, cool as heck, and sweet as a button, and just so smart and wise. The best. If I was over there, you would be my doctor for sure. I love you
okay,
so much,
girl.
Dr.
Love you too. Thank you for having me.
You are the top of my list of referrals for sure. I love it. She's been on the show so many times. I just know her demeanor and just her character, and I love her. I want you to come on as many times as you want to, because I love the wisdom that you have, and it's so helpful, and people need to know it. They need to know the facts coming from a physician. They need to, from the doctors. They need to know that. So I'm so glad that you would take the time to join us and give us all your gifts, sowing your gifts with us, girl. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right. She got to go. Bye-bye. She don't got time. She's a doctor. Okay. All right, you guys. This has been Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Let's see. I wanted to just recap. We had Dr. Deborah. She talked about her brand new book, Lead Like a Woman, 18 books. And she's 70. What? I don't even see it. She looked like she's like 50, 40 something. It's just wild to me that. Then we had Dr. Cree, my sister. I love her. And, you know, giving us all the tea on the vaccine and all the truth about that, and just her function that is going on. You got to go and follow her and get all of that. Follow up with her, because it's April 25th, I think she said, until May. So you got to go ahead and follow up with her about that. And also we had Minister Nicole Atkinson. So you know what? This was the bomb show. You never know who's going to be joining me live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I got so many people coming. I want you to look out for that. We got Randy from Judah Band. I love that band. Judah Band's coming. We have Bishop. We got her coming. Bishop Jackie McCullough is coming. We got Dr. Bias. We got her coming. So this is just going to be an amazing time. Like I said, you never know who's going to be joining me live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I don't be telling everybody. I just kind of like to spring it on you as the week comes. But this is some people that you definitely can look forward to seeing and hearing on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What else is going on? I want you to live healthy, live whole, and live in your destiny, and know that I always love you for a fact. And I just want you guys to know that I don't know what that says. I just want you guys to know that God really loves you, and that really the ultimate reasonable sacrifice is your time. He really wants so much more of you. I know you're saying, well, I pray and all of that stuff, but just anything that would just block you from really being in his presence. You know, God really showed me one day that I was praying. And he was like, Jesus is the living word, right? So he's the living word that walk on earth. And he gave the disciples experiences. So it's the word and experiences that work together. And I just want you to just want more of God, where you would see in the heavenlies and see angelic hosts and get to know him more and know his character and, you know, be a disciple, be a daughter, be a son, be a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever's keeping you from that, You know, allow him to really have his way in your life, because that's the connection that he wants from us. He wants us to come to the original intent when he knew us before we were in our mother's womb. He knew us. We had a relationship. He created us in his image. And, you know, I think about Adam and Eve. They had a relationship. He dwelled with them, you know, and even the Israelites, he dwelled with them, and they didn't even know. They didn't even recognize how good they had. They've been praying and praying for deliverance, praying and praying. And here he comes, deliver them and dwells with them, provided for them supernaturally. Just, oh my God, the things that they got to see and experience, and they wanted to go back to Egypt. So be in a place of him dwelling and not expecting. Does that make sense? Like, we can expect and wait and wait and expect and wait and expect to wait. And some people can be in expectancy and waiting period, believing that it'll never happen. But it's comfortable just to believe that it will, but it may not happen. Just in case, I believe that it can happen, but maybe it won't happen in my time. Or maybe, you know, it's just something to have faith in, but I really don't believe it at all. You know, God wants you to really believe and walk in faith, believing that he's going to come to you and he's going to dwell with you and that he's going to show you great and mighty things. Oh, God, that's a whole sermon in itself. I won't keep you guys long, but thank you for rocking with me on Dr. Gina's radio chat. As always, we got over 1 million listeners worldwide. You guys rock from Pakistan to the UK to India. Hey, to Laos, to China, we love you so much. Australia, Sweden, we love you. Finland, we love you. We love you, we love you, love you. I just want to shout out to my producers, producer Doug and Don. They are the best producers all in around the world as far as I'm concerned. They put their life into this station. And I'm telling you, over 125 stations live worldwide. I can't even tell you how advanced we are as far as internet radio. I love their work ethic. I love their sacrifice. I love our relationship. I've been with them now for 5 years. We've had some blowouts, creative differences, but all in the name of Jesus. I know for a fact that they are a divine appointment. And I've seen them grow, and I've grown with them. That's when you know that it's God. When God told me to do this, he told me to get with them. And, you know, they're not churchy. They're not, you know, they ain't somebody I would find in the church. But guess what? God knew that they had an anointing to be progressive in this internet radio game. He knew that they had what I needed to advance for the word of God to get exposed all over the world. He knew who I needed, that knew the technology and knew the business part of it. And I am, and you know what, Doug, don't let me cry. And I want you to stay on here. Please communicate with me, because I just want the people to know that you are listening and that how much I love you and your brother, Don.
We love you too. We love you too. You are fantastic, Dr. Gina. I tell you, you have more passion than 99.99% of the people in the world that I know of, and that is delightful. You have fantastic guests, lots of guests all the time. In fact, your show is probably a little bit more complex than most because you have so many different elements to it, and I just find that fantastic. You do a marvelous job, and we love you dearly.
Oh my God, I was getting ready to cry. I, you know, because you guys have a special place in my heart. I don't know. I don't foresee me ever leaving you. You know what I'm saying? I just don't see it. Like, I just feel like we're connected for forever. And I'm just so thankful. I feel safe. I feel like the vision is in good hands. And I just know that it's a God ordained divine appointment. And I'm so glad that I could be a blessing to you all, because you are certainly been a blessing to me, and everybody loves you. I mean, everybody that's been on the show loves you. I don't care what celebrity has been on. You guys, Eddie Levert, you crack him up. everybody, I can't even think of Angie Stone. Everybody loves you and how you produce. And when you do those radio drops, you the funniest clips ever, the way you communicate with them is so, they just feel so comfortable. And I love that when they come on the show, they just feel overall love and comfort with the team. So thank you again for treating my guests so well. You do such a great job with them.
You are so very kind and thoughtful with your words and your energy. Thank you, Dr. Gina. Thank you.
Well, listen, everybody needs to get their flowers while they can. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I believe. All right, you guys.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.